2019 was Robbie's best year yet. While people grumbled, wishing that the year passed quickly so they could see what 2020 held for them, it was his turnaround year. He was a struggling graduate from a humble home whose only source of income came from the occasional modeling gigs he got for either commercial shoots or fashion runway shows. Robbie had taken to drinking to cope with the feeling of disappointment which had become his constant companion. On his last day in the dark tunnel which was his life, it started just like any other. His father calling him a bum as the morning's greetings, his mother giving him the sympathetic look and defending him as a preamble to a fight that had been stewing between the couple for days. Robbie went over to a friend's place where they whiled away the time playing video games, checking out the snaps and Insta stories of hot chicks. After sharing a meal of red, fried plantain and beans, from the neighborhood's best food joint, they slept a greater part of the afternoon away. Around 5 p.m., Robbie's friend Leslie had a phone call. By the time the call ended, he was beaming. "My BB just called. Going to the club tonight. I'll definitely get enough to see me through the week," Leslie said excitedly, rubbing his palms together.
"Your BB? Which one?"
"I thought your girlfriend dumped you because your brokenness exceeded your cuteness. But you see, God works in mysterious ways. Through the heartbreak, I met a wonderful, well-established woman who was willing to nurse me back with love and, of course, money."
"You mean, you have a sugar mummy?"
"Yes. The city is brimming with them. You see all these big women in their big cars who wear sunglasses everywhere because they don't want you to see their sad faces. They are all looking for some young male vitality to pump some fun into their prison-like married lives. Come to think of it, why don't you come along with me to the club? My BB can hook you up with one and you wouldn't have to worry about what to eat anymore. Is that why you have stopped looking for work? You're being spoon-fed by a married woman? Drop that self-righteous tone before I reconsider my offer to take you with me. Fake it till you make it, right? You gotta do what you gotta do before you get your big break. Then when the time comes when you're being interviewed about your journey to success, you can come up with that rags-to-riches story that people like to gabble on our media. Are you coming? I guess, there's no harm in trying, right? Would any of such women find me attractive enough?" Leslie gave him a once-over. "Not with what you're wearing. I'll give you something to wear after you freshen up. Image credit, nappy." As promised, Leslie's BB introduced Robbie to a friend of hers, a CEO whose name was steadily rising. Robbie couldn't help but freeze when their eyes met. He had been virtually stalking her on her socials and meeting her in person felt surreal. "It seems he's already taken with you, Kate," Leslie's cougar said. Leslie nudged a numb-looking Robbie, staring at Kate, who had stretched her hand.
Robbie took it.
"Hi, I'm Robbie.
Nice to meet you, Robbie."
As Cupid would have it, it was the beginning of romantic bliss. On the way to their first unofficial date, Leslie sent Robbie a voice note. "Make sure you rock her world tonight. Your future depends on it. If you do a mediocre job, you'll receive a measly sum and never hear from her again. But you really perform, you have her for life.
Now make me proud, Robbie.
And don't think I won't find out how it went. Women like to talk about these things. My BB will definitely send me feedback. Don't disgrace me. Talk of pressure and performance anxiety." But much to his relief, it was more of a coupling of chemistry than an audition. Fast forward to 6 months later, Robbie, who had never thought of travel, now had a passport stamped in Lagos, Paris, Rome, and London. Who knew that a husband's margin of error could lead to his breakthrough? New Year's Eve was a night of promises and heightened expectations. They had plans to revisit London and then go to New York during Kate's annual leave. Who knew? Perhaps she knew someone who could talk to someone and have him model at New York Fashion Week. Anything was possible. Then anti-corona, together with her evil alter ego COVID, decided to rear her ugly head and ruin everything. Kate and Robbie were becoming serious, not to the point where she had to decide whether to leave her husband or not. God knew he was in no position to be a husband. Leslie was right, being a companion without the husband title was pure freedom. When COVID started to make waves in the media, Kate was worried about them hanging out in public places and started postponing our dates to spend time with her children. Robbie knew he had no right to be jealous, but he couldn't help it. The more time she spent with them, the more anxious he became about their future together. Apparently, Robbie wasn't the only one worried about his prospects. "Charlie, have you heard the news? This corona business looks like it would bring about a lockdown, ooh," Leslie said when Robbie went over to his place.
"Since Europe is doing that, I won't be surprised if we do same. I wonder how life would be, having to be stuck at home for days.
Don't wonder, ooh, it's not a good thing. Just like workers would be afraid about their job security, we also run a high risk of losing our women."
"What do you mean?" I don't know about your Bibi, but as for mine, she and her husband only live as roommates with children. Since she suspects him of having an affair, their union is far from salvation. That ship has sailed. Perhaps, but having to be stuck with each other for God knows how long with kids who'd remind them of the love they used to share and little moments of TLC here and there, you don't think it's enough to spark a flame long extinguished? Robbie thought hard. Leslie was making sense. Already, Kate was becoming distant with each passing day. He took out his phone and called her number. She didn't answer. He swore under his breath. Didn't pick up, huh? Charlie, this is going to cause serious damage. Now catching my drift, are you? We have to pray. Pray? Robbie glanced at his friend, hoping he could realize the irony in what he had just said. How could God answer a prayer to keep a couple divided when he himself had said that what he had put together, no one should put asunder? Yes, I didn't know this virus would reach our shores this soon. I'd put some money aside for lockdown survival. Now, what am I going to do? Robbie did a quick calculation of his own money. Nah, he needed some money to sort himself out before President Akufo-Addo announced a lockdown. Have you spoken to your Bibi? Perhaps she can Momo you some money. She doesn't give out anything until she has gotten some action O. But checking out the corona forecast, I think I have to ask her for some advance. 2 weeks later, with the lockdown rumors growing louder on social media, Robbie suggested to Kate that they go to Aburi and wait out the lockdown. Kate blatantly refused, saying she had to take care of her children now that schools have been shut. So then, what happens to us? Don't worry, we'll talk every day. FaceTime has to suffice for now. Don't worry, when this blows over, we will make up for all the time lost. That was 3 weeks ago. Week 1 in lockdown was bearable. They chatted about twice every day. Week 2 dwindled to a brief call every other day, which was constantly interrupted by one or all of her little kids. Week 3 was just pathetic. If it wasn't one of her kids picking up, she wouldn't answer at all. On one occasion, her husband picked up. He had to feign being one of her employees. He sounded suspicious as he said he hadn't heard his wife mention my name as a staff before. When he finally handed the phone to Kate, her voice was curt. Hi, I'm sorry if I called at the wrong time. Been a while since I heard from you. Don't call me again. We'll get in touch when I need you. Bye. Call ended. Robbie couldn't believe his ears. All his hard work over the months to have this woman wrapped around his finger and other body parts all wiped away in 3 weeks because of corona. The lockdown period ordered by the president was almost over, and with infected cases risen to over 800, it was more likely that Nana Addo would extend it. At the look of things, by the end of this COVID brouhaha, he would be out of a relationship. What was he going to do? Go back to square one? Start looking for a job? Chai, Corona, God punish you. Copyright Josephine Umuwako 2020.